You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in as diligently as you do. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so we were talking about prior to the end of the first show that ADD has been found to extend to adulthood. Okay, well, we're all like, okay, well, you know, we know that, no brainer. But what seems to be the crux of what they're discussing now is this ADD that you do get into adulthood can increase mental illness. Now, we're not saying anybody with adult ADD will become mentally ill, even though some people will say, well, ADD is a mental illness. I know we got to be very, very careful, because with all the school shootings and the mall shootings and movie theater shootings, there's a huge push to identify people with mental illness. Okay, you know, so we got to be very, very careful. Saying attention deficit is a mental illness, even though it is in, you know, the DSM-4, which is our, you know, psychiatric diagnostic manual. But if adults go into adulthood having ADD, and they are more inclined to drink, right, or more inclined to try to take medicines to slow them down or to help their concentration or to help their sleep, you could start getting prescription drug dependency. You could also have people that lose their jobs because they can't stay focused. ADD could be very debilitating for a person who wants to keep their job. And then you have a person that loses their job that could also put them at higher risk for mental illness. So this is something we don't want to blow off. I know in the previous hour I was like, well, it's a no-duh study. We know ADD goes into adulthood. But how many adults out there that have had issues with their job, issues with keeping a job, issues with feeding their family, issues with alcohol, issues with pot, issues with drugs, have underlying ADD? Now, according to the CDC, up to 9.5% of children between the ages of 4 and 17 have attention deficit. We're talking 10% of our kids. 1 in 10 have attention deficit, and that's diagnosed. It is classified as a psychiatric disorder by the American Psychiatric Association. So it is a psychiatric disorder. It's characterized by trouble with inattentiveness, hyperactive behavior, impulsiveness, and sometimes a combination of all three. 20-year-long study that Mayo Clinic began followed 5,700 children born in Rochester, Minnesota, where Mayo is, between 1976 and 1982. Of the study's participants, 367 had been diagnosed with ADHD at the time, three-quarters of whom had received treatment for the disorder as children. After looking at the participants' records all these years and performing follow-up interviews and diagnostic tests, they gathered some pretty interesting information. Of the children with ADHD, 29.3% still had the disorder as adults, and of that percentage, 81% had at least another psychiatric disorder, including substance abuse, antisocial personality disorder, hypomanic episodes, generalized anxiety, and major depression. Having another psychiatric illness was also fairly common in general, as 57% of all children with ADHD had another psychiatric disorder. Now, of the 367 children that had the ADD back then, three died from suicide. Okay, so I don't want to go into that. Oh, my gosh. All right. They say suicide rate among ADHD children could be five times higher than those without the disorder. Now, I think we have a huge issue with ADD right now. I think a lot more kids have it than we think. But I also think we have a lot of people being diagnosed with it that don't have it. What about the children that were diagnosed with ADD or ADHD with the hyperactivity that really shouldn't have been labeled? Now, I have a family member who I had taken. I'm much older than that family member. I had taken him to a school conference. And I was there with his parents. And the kid, at the time, was very hungry. I didn't realize this. And there was a game where the teacher was giving M&Ms. He started to get kind of a little edgy and started to get a little hyper, wanting to win the M&Ms. He would get the M&Ms and eat them ravenously. And the teacher pulls me aside and goes, look, you know, I don't know if your parents would listen or the parents of the child would listen, but I think this child here may have attention deficit. So I go to the parents and I go, look, I think the kid may have ADD. I mean, he was ravenously wanting the M&Ms. And the parents go, well, of course, he's hungry. Look at the time. He's starving. And I was in school at the time, medical school, and I was like, how did I not notice hypoglycemia? How did I not notice that? And watching the kid grow up, the kid really didn't have attention deficit. He really didn't. He actually was a very good student. But this teacher diagnosed him when he was actually hypoglycemic based on a game with M&Ms. I guess back then they would give M&Ms. Now it's completely taboo. So, now, God bless the teachers, because they spend more time with these kids than parents do, and they do very much of the time diagnose appropriately, even though they're not medical professionals. They are in education, and they see these kids, and you know, we do have a lot of great feedback and great awareness from teachers, but I believe you also have some incorrect diagnoses. And with these incorrect diagnoses, we run the risk of kids being taken out of school, being brought to a psychiatrist. Psychiatrist goes, well, here's a medication, you know, because the psychiatrist isn't watching him day in and day out. You know, he may see that the kid is getting bored in the psychiatric office, kind of looking around, etc. Well, who doesn't get bored? You know, don't some smart kids get bored, don't they? And throws them on a medication, now they're labeled for life. So do these kids, because they're medicated when they weren't supposed to, get labeled for life? Aren't they going to start exhibiting some issues when they're adults? So, you know, maybe we need to redefine how we're diagnosing ADD. You know, when I talk to a mom who says, the teacher says he has attention deficit, and the kid is sitting there playing a video game the whole half hour we're talking, I have a tough time thinking the kid has attention deficit, because he is focused on that game. The kid has some attention, all right? Maybe we need to figure out how to get him to pay attention in school. And that could be discipline. That could be, you know, having a different teacher. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro-Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Big thanks to Talk Superstation, who has us live every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Pacific time, as well as XM Satellites and all our affiliates out there. We cannot thank you enough. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I guess a Learjet heading into St. Louis downtown airport is reporting landing gear trouble and may have to make an emergency landing. I guess the pilot of the small plane reported the trouble just, I guess, about an hour or so ago. There are 8 people on board right now. They have not landed as of yet. We are kind of watching this right now. The airport operator said the pilot had notified the airport on whether he could land the plane in Cahokia or try to land elsewhere. The plane appeared to be circling in an effort to burn up fuel. Ambulances are stationed right now at St. Louis Downtown Airport in case the pilot attempts to land the plane there. We will keep you posted. Pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, of course, to burn up fuel because in case they have to do a crash landing, they can, it'll be less of an explosion. Pretty scary stuff. Okay, let's move on. Health experts are warning people about e-cigarettes. They seem to be pretty pessimistic. Now, e-cigarettes, these electronic cigarettes, they're battery-powered electronic tubes that replicate the effects of smoking by evaporating a liquid solution into a nicotine vapor. So they don't have tobacco. There are some e-cigs that actually look just like cigarettes. And they could even replicate the glowing tip, but there's no smoke, no ash, because the e-cig produces this nicotine vapor. It's supposed to give you the same pleasure as that of smoking, but without any of the harmful effects. That's something I've had a little beef with, because nicotine is still carcinogenic, and that it prevents your cilia, kind of paralyzes the cilia in your bronchial tree to spew out particulates and pollution that comes into the bronchial tree. So I as far as I'm concerned, they still, not only is tobacco cancer-causing, but nicotine is no friend either. Now, from what we understand, it's pretty huge in multiple countries as well as ourselves, but experts say, you know, look, we still aren't seeing amazing data on it. Well, of course, keep in mind, with these e-cigs, you're still getting nicotine. Now, when you are addicted to smoking, you're not so much addicted to the tobacco as much as you're addicted to the nicotine and you're addicted to the habit. So when you have an e-cig and you're getting the nicotine and you're still in the habit of putting something up, you know, to your mouth, how is that getting you off the addiction? So I've never really been a huge fan. I'd rather you do something. Okay, I mean, if you're going to pick and choose, a regular cigarette versus an e-cigarette, I mean, I'm glad you're doing something different, but I'm just not completely convinced that something like that is going to be, you know, what's going to be the end all to smoking. We've talked about smoking, and I've brought this up on air. What got you to quit? Some of you said you did the patch and you did the gum, and then you just gave up and said, to hell with this, I'm just going to do it. Some of you use Zyban. Some of you were on Wellbutrin, which is also marketed as Zyban for smoking, and it helped you with cravings. But many of you say it still doesn't stop you from smoking. Some of you use Chantix. We talked about Chantix, how it's kind of like a nicotine decoy. It pretends to be, the brain thinks it's nicotine, so you end up taking that for a few months. While not smoking, you don't seem to withdraw because your body thinks it's getting nicotine. But some of you still smoke while on it, so that's going to confuse the brain. Sometimes you get side effects like suicidal thoughts, very vivid dreams, mood disorders. And even though some of you have quit because of Chantix, I expected a higher success rate than what my patients and my listeners are reporting. I've heard about acupuncture. I've heard of hypnotherapy. You know, I could probably count on my hand success cases on any of those. E-cigs, patches, Chantix, Wellbutrin, and acupuncture, hypnotherapy. I like the idea of acupuncture and hypnotherapy. I think that would appear to hold the biggest success rate because, again, you're not dealing with nicotine. You're not putting nicotine in your body. But still, when people tell me they quit, and I don't think they're lying, they say they quit because they said, that's it, no more. And, you know, the same thing has to happen with obesity. You have to say, I am cutting the carbs. I am cutting the soda. I am going to fight my hunger pains. You really have to have mind over matter, which is why I think acupuncture and hypnotherapy may have the lead, you know, rather than these other, pharmaceutical crutches. But you need to be able to say that's it, no more. You also got to get the family involved. If wife smokes, if your friends smoke, if your coworkers smoke, you're going to have a hell of a time, right? And remember, you know, keep in mind, one of the reasons why you smoke is that's a way to deal with what's going on in life. Sometimes, especially now, I mean, our lives are kind of rough. I mean, we're grateful for what we have, but this economy is still extremely rough. Things just don't get easier. You know, they're supposed to get easier, but they aren't. You know, you hurt more, you ache more, you get more medical issues, right? Money starts to dwindle. You become less of a marketable entity in our job market, and you get a little nervous. Kids get a little bit more difficult. They get more opinionated. They move out. You worry more. I mean, I need you guys to tell us it gets better. I need you to. And how? But the reason why I say that is I empathize with you. You know, here I am telling you all to stop smoking and to just quit. Try to do a cold turkey if you can, because many of my patients and listeners say that's the way they did it. But I don't want to say that without saying, look, I understand why many of you smoke. Some of my ladies smoke, and they smoke not because they like the taste and not because they can't quit. They say, what do you think keeps my weight down? I can quit smoking any time. I don't want to. And, you know, there's, you know, you have to really want to. We could yell at you as the day is long. Government could tax you like crazy. No. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Study has come out saying if you are obese and you try to lose weight later in life, even if you're successful, it could be too late on your heart. Okay? It's been thought that you could always repair yourself. I mean, honestly, if you quit smoking, your lungs and your heart will, after years of being away from the smoke, show sign of improvement. But they're saying with obesity, there may be some damage that you just can't fix. A study in mice from Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine suggests it is better to lose weight sooner than later. They're unsure if irreversible damage to the heart is caused by your previous poor diet. To me, that makes sense. I mean that makes sense. When they did that study on Vietnam vets and kids who had died over there who were 18, and when they did autopsies and they saw how clogged the arteries were, those cloggings don't just go away. So if you clog your arteries as a kid, you clog your arteries as a 20-some-year-old, you know, you do have a lifespan. You do have a limited amount of how much more you could clog. So it makes sense. Try to clog as little as possible. Lead author Dr. Mahad Agrotrith said, our research indicates that the longer mice are obese, the greater the risk that their heart damage is irreversible. They looked at whether the protective effects of restricting calories would still apply on leptin-deficient obese mice and whether these effects were similar in different age groups. Leptin is a hormone, as you all know. It's produced by the fat cells that kind of makes you feel full. Deficiency of this hormone causes overeating and obesity. So we've been asking for years for them to come up with a leptin pill. Give us the leptin pill, but it's not that easy. Anyway, what they did is they compared the effects of a restricted diet in 2-month-old mice compared to 7-month-old mice. Both sets of mice lost a similar amount of weight. It reduced the negative effects fatty deposits had on the heart of the older mice, but the younger mice saw several extra benefits. They had normal heart stiffness, like diastolic function. It reversed the amount of fat deposited in heart cells and just helped normalize cellular processes of the heart. So basically, in a nutshell, you do damage every day. We know you do. Many of us, though, can still live long, maybe by good genes, maybe by getting our act together, but there can be irreversible damage. We have a family member right now in the hospital with congestive heart failure. And her having congestive heart failure, I wanted to get a little bit more information from the doctor. Was this because of ischemic heart failure, where she had had multiple heart attacks throughout her past that never killed her, that had caused damage to the heart and she has heart failure, or was it something recent like steroids, anti-inflammatories, etc.? And that's what the heart doctors are still discerning. But I'm under the impression, because she's diabetic, high blood pressure, obese, this had caused so much damage to the heart for years that now, as she lost weight, has her diabetes in phenomenal control, and it's really working her butt off. I really commend her. She's in heart failure anyway. And you can't sometimes reverse the clock. Now, that doesn't mean to just go and give up. That doesn't mean to say, well, to hell with it. Dahlia says I'm dead anyway. No, I'm not saying you're dead. No. But what they're saying is if you're going to lose weight, don't wait till you're in your 40s and 50s. Try it earlier. Okay, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neopharah. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neopharah.com, spelled Neopharah.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neopharah.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, we were talking about how sometimes you can't turn back the clock, and if you are obese and you have had a horrible diet as a kid and as an adult, what do you do? Well, you know, stop and think about it. I mean, haven't we all had horrible diets as kids? I mean, I don't want you guys to panic about this, okay? You know, Dr. Dahlia likes to inform you, but I also want to, you know, calm things down a little bit. This headline that came out today saying even if you try to lose weight later in life, you could still have heart disease. Well, we all know that. Tell us something we don't know. We know. You know, we just did my son's bar mitzvah, and one of the things we did was we had a candy apothecary table. And I think I maybe once in my life had rock candy as a kid. And so I had gotten rock candy. It was kind of an underwater theme, so all the candy was blue. We had gummy bear sharks. You know, you could get sharks, gummy bears, blue licorice sticks. Although it's not licorice, but those blue Twizzlers. We got blue taffy, these blue chocolate-covered foils. Blue foiled covered chocolates. I couldn't find blue Jordan almonds, just blue, so they were white. So we kind of had this blue-white theme, but we also got the rock candy, the aqua blue rock candy. It was gorgeous. And when I had one of those, I was like, oh, my gosh. Well, some of you guys used to eat a lot of cotton candy, hot dogs, rock candy when you were younger. You did. And, did we all screw ourselves? You know, by the way, one of these days I may want to give you guys a scoop on party planning and how to do a big party on a budget. I know I'm a doctor and I'm supposed to be talking about the medical stuff and why we're all dying anyway and all the gloom, you know, the gloom and stuff. But I can't tell you how many things you could do at a party that spices things up and actually is pretty reasonable. I should probably review some of that stuff with you guys really quick, because many of you guys, you know, you do the party, you do the same old, and then you feel like, well, darn, if I have to make something fancy, I got to get a caterer. Let me just really quickly, because we've been talking about so much doom and gloom, let me give you guys some quick steps, because this will save you money later, and it'll help. Okay, so for example, you know, I've been to enough of these catered events that I see what a lot of these caterers do. Okay, so let's say with the food, okay? Let's say you think, okay, well, I have to do a catered event because the food will all be nice and whatever. Remember, they charge a lot. Catered events charge a lot. But one of the things they do is they get some really nice tablecloths, kind of some shiny gold, silver, some real nice colorful tablecloths. And what they do is they put boxes, or they put, upside-down glassware, like big bowls or something upside down, so you have little layers over the table. Make sure the tablecloth's long enough so people don't see the layers. Now you have multiple little pedestals, even though you don't see the pedestals, where you could put your plates. Very easy to cook some lasagna. Very easy to cook some sliders. Very easy to cook some things. Have some very nice serving spoons, etc., that you could get at Target, at Walmart. Now it looks like you just brought in some catered food. Very easy to get these cupcake tiers. I think I bought one for $20. Get some cupcakes. Throw some raspberries, blueberries, boysenberries on the different tiers. You could even have a plate of some strawberries and berries with a little bit of Cool Whip on the side, and throw these fancy restaurants and these catering companies have this, it looks like weed. It's like a little, it's not a plant. You guys know what I'm talking about? It looks like a little green plant-like thing with a couple little stems. Throw, not parsley, I don't know what it is. I don't think it's rosemary. If you guys know what it is. And they stick it on the side in the whipped cream. Take a little bit of some strawberry sauce or some raspberry sauce. Sprinkle it along the fruit and along the whipped cream. You just got a fancy dessert. You didn't have to cater. There's a lot of things you could do with that. Very easy to get some wine in bulk. Have that out there. Very easy to make a little bar, tray, etc. You know, if you do want a dessert table, these little candy tables with apothecary jars, very easy to do. I bought a bunch of apothecary jars at Target, and I don't care if people who came to the party are now hearing all my secrets. But honestly, I'm on a budget, and I had to throw a party for 160 people. You bet your butt I'm going to do it reasonable. But you're able to buy your candy online. You buy the candy from a candy store online. You could actually pick the color. So if it's for your daughter or granddaughter's birthday and you have, and she's into pink or purple, you could buy a bunch of pink and purple candy. You could even get M&Ms that are pink or purple. You could even go to M&M store, get their name on the M&Ms. You could actually get, the problem is people a lot of times don't read them and it's kind of expensive. But you could get a whole bunch of different colored candy. You could do rainbow, whatever. Put them in the the apothecary jars. Again, don't forget to make sure you have some height underneath the table so it looks like they're on pedestals. You have the different candy on pedestals. Buy some scoopers at Walmart and Target. Sprinkle some decor on the table, and it could be any size table. Now you have a dessert candy table. You could even do that surrounding a cake. It's not that expensive. Some of you guys have graduation parties you need to work on. Some of you guys have to help do baby showers, etc. It is extremely easy. Centerpieces, okay? I figured out how to do centerpieces after I went to one charity event. And now, mind you, these centerpieces are gorgeous. I probably couldn't do as good a job. But basically, the florist had gotten a couple glass centerpieces, one a little shorter than the other, but same diameter. She filled them up with water, had some, apparently the theme was supposed to be kind of pinkish, orange. I think it was pink. So she used food coloring in the water. Then she had candles and rose petals on top. So you're looking at beautiful glass centerpieces, and the glass you could buy in bulk, even from flower shops. You could buy these things or you could rent them. Fill them up yourself with water. Throw rose petals on them. You could even get these candles that are submersible candles. You throw them at the bottom. With us, you know what we did? We actually got these, we actually did a fish underwater theme. So what I did is I got those submersible little candles. They were cheap. They're little flashlights, okay, but they're called submersible candles. We threw them down at the bottom. We put shells around it. So you had shells at the bottom with the blue light looking up. And then we bought goldfish. Goldfish were 13 cents each. We bought goldfish. They swam. We fed the fish. We chlorinated the water. They were all alive. They were all alive. They still are alive because we have them in our fish tank. And then I, because we kind of did Deadliest Catch, I threw a, netting. You could buy Deadliest Catch netting over the top. I got some $1.50, plate crabs, plastic crabs to throw, into the netting. We just had our centerpieces. People thought we spent a fortune on the centerpieces. And it was a piece of cake. So I'm going to throw out there, if you guys are having a party and you need some ideas, tell me the theme for free. I will email you back something that you could do. And, I know there's some florists listening to the show. I don't want to eat into your business. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about doing that. I don't want to. But you do have a lot of people out there that don't do centerpieces because they just don't have the money to. And keep in mind, if you entertain a lot, you could use these centerpieces as vases. They could be any size. You will reuse them. You could even use them for the candy jar. I had extra centerpieces, so I filled them up with candy. Use them as decor. There is so much you could do with that stuff. But it's not that expensive. There's so many different things you can do. And, we had a family event. We went to a bar mitzvah, and the family actually cooked all the food for the lunch. And I thought, oh, my God, that's got to be so difficult. It was some of the best food we had. Okay, get some people together and cook. Make it a cooking party. All right? It is so, and I got to tell you, the food was flipping phenomenal. Just, I realize we're on a budget, and any way I could save you guys money, it all helps health, I mean, those of us in financial stress, we don't do that well. And we're coming up to Easter. We're coming out, let me throw some ideas at you. I love that stuff. All right, back to medical gloom. Nah, not too gloomy. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
You guys love this show, and I know the love is so strong. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Writing my engineer, Don. I am going to be here tomorrow. We're coming up at the end, and I got so much to talk to you guys about. I'm sorry I didn't get to finish everything I wanted to talk to you about. But, boy, we got a lot to hit. Let me see. First, let me kind of brush through what we talked about earlier this show, this morning. It was a very, very important topic. And many of you know about the story where there was a nurse who was taking care of a elderly patient at a facility in Bakersfield. And an 87-year-old woman apparently lost consciousness. And when the nurse called the 911 operator, the 911 operator told her, fine, ambulance is on the way, start CPR. And the nurse refused to start CPR. The nurse said, I can't, company policy, facility policy, I can't start CPR. 911 operator started to scream. No, you need, I mean, yell. If you don't start CPR, find somebody else that does. She's cussing, and she's like, find somebody who does. You're going to just let this woman die. And ambulance came, and the woman went to the hospital and ended up dying. Now, we discussed, could it have been the patient just had a simple DNR, do not resuscitate order. So we discussed what do not resuscitate means, right? It means the medical facility is not supposed to institute any form of resuscitation. They're just supposed to call 911, have an ambulance come and take the patient. And it's very hard. That's very tough to do, to watch a person die. That is not easy, because your instinct is to jump in and help. Okay, and so, when we first heard this story, we're like, well, that's what happened. It was a DNR. But then why would it even hit the media? And why would the 911 operator be so frantic? 911 operators, they know their stuff. I mean, if the nurse said, look, there's a DNR, we can't, then the operator would say, okay, I understand. And, here comes the ambulance, and, we understand it's a patient's wishes. She wouldn't start yelling at the nurse to start CPR. So we're a little confused. The facility, of course, says the nurse did her job. We are not supposed to institute CPR. She was supposed to contact the hospital. Now, the question lies, we still haven't heard whether the patient had a DNR to begin with. Because if the patient did, then somebody should, speak out, let us know, so it's not a media story anymore, and we could go on about our day and go, okay, well, that's why the nurse refused resuscitation. But something just doesn't seem right. Nobody's told us she had a DNR. And like I said, a 911 operator wouldn't have been that emotionally emphatic with the nurse if there was a DNR order. Because the nurse could have easily just said, look, there's a DNR, and stopped the conversation there. So then our next question is, was this a facility that didn't have a DNR? Or was there a DNR that the nurse thought she had and it really wasn't the patient's? Or is this the type of facility that just doesn't resuscitate? That is just something that they don't do. Okay? You have staff. And it's kind of like a halfway house, kind of like an apartment type of living, where you really don't have medical personnel. They don't act as a medical facility. I mean, I thought it was supposed to be some sort of facility, but you have some of these homes where people just can't live on their own, but they're not ready for a nursing home. So they have these apartments where somebody checks on them every day, within the facility, make sure they're taking their medicines, gives them their medicines to make sure they eat. I don't know if it was a facility like that. So, as we get more information, we'll keep you posted. Of course, we did review, and I urge you to listen to the podcast, what a DNR is, what are advanced directives, what are living wills, so you could be prepared. It is crucial, absolutely crucial, that you have your advanced directives and any plan that you want for your treatment or resuscitation to be written when you're of sound mind and when you're healthy. Because the last thing you want is there to be any confusion or people yelling back and forth while you're sitting there dying. Again, you only have X amount of time. Now, I'm not sure what's going on with company policy. And like I said, I'm not sure with this company if there really was a policy where staff doesn't haphazardly do CPR, et cetera, because if they mess up, there's liability. If there wasn't a DNR order, why the hell would this facility have a policy? Right. And, do you get sued if you do perform CPR? Do you get sued if you don't? As a doctor, right, and as doing this show for how many years now, I will tell you, you get sued for anything. Okay, there was a doctor that actually followed a do not resuscitate order. Now, keep in mind, those do not resuscitate orders are legal documents. If you decide you do not want to be resuscitated and you put that in writing, that is a legal document. It follows you everywhere. And it should follow you everywhere. If you want to be resuscitated and you want full court press, again, make sure that's written down. Usually, if you don't have a DNR, it's assumed. But just in case somebody makes a mistake, you may want to have a tattoo to your chest saying, please resuscitate me. So there was a doctor. He's a pulmonologist, 45-year-old, who was summoned to an emergency department because there was a 78-year-old who had shortness of breath. Well, they found out that he had basically had an intracranial hemorrhage, then suffered a blood clot in the lungs. So the pulmonologist started to put wanted to put a filter in the groin. Of course, he got a do not resuscitate. He got he talked to the patient about what he would want. God forbid this didn't go through, and the patient had signed a do not resuscitate. He was 78 years old. He felt, no, I do not want to be resuscitated. So according to the doctor, he wrote on the chart, do not resuscitate. I discussed with the patient whether he would want CPR, heart defibrillation, mechanical ventilation. It was quite clear that he did not wish this. I then addressed this with the family members in attendance, why I did this and whether they understood, and they all expressed their agreement. Okay, so fine. That's in the chart. Procedure went well. Hours later, when walking to the restroom, he stopped breathing the patient and collapsed. Nurse's aide began CPR, called a code. The family was there in the room looking in horror. The doctor was in the hallway with the code, rushed in and said, stop, he's a DNR. I do not resuscitate. Because remember, you're not supposed to resuscitate with a DNR. You could get into a lot of trouble. Some of you are like, I don't get it. Just try to save the life and then maybe ask him again. No, if it's do not resuscitate and you revive him and he awakens in a coma or awakens in a stroke or let's say awakens but now is, let's say, unconscious and needs to be on a ventilator, the family could still sue you. You're still liable. Now you have a patient that somebody now has to decide to pull the plug. Now they could sue you for mental anguish. If you have a DNR order, you have to follow it. Even though you as a nurse or as another doctor or family member is going to want to jump in, all right, the doctor has to stop. So the doctor screamed, no, do not do the CPR. Okay? No, he has a DNR order. So the aide stopped, but the family's screaming. The son is like, do the CPR. Give him CPR. I'm his health proxy. I'm telling you to do it. Now, that's kind of interesting why there was a health proxy, but the patient had signed a DNR. Usually you get a health proxy, which we had discussed earlier what a health proxy is. It's basically you assigning somebody else to make your health care decisions when you can't. So can the health proxy supersede the patient's DNR? Well, the patient, from what I understand, died. And, of course, a few months later, physician was sued. It did go to trial. A jury deliberated, and they did find that the doctor was not liable for the patient's death. But do you see how crazy this situation is? Okay? Now, one suggestion is make sure your family is aware. Maybe make sure your family also signs the DNR so you don't have the doctor and the nurse going back or trying to figure out. But a lot of people don't want the family involved because they think the family is going to not allow them to move forward with their DNR. Many people like to privately do their advance directives because it's too emotional for the family, or they think the family can't be objective, or somebody would benefit from the life insurance policy, so would urge DNR when the patient wants to say full court press. So, but a lot of times family and patient disagree. And this is a complete cluster. Okay, I don't know what happened in the Bakersfield facility. We kind of know what happened with this pulmonologist. But you are liable no matter what you do. So you as a patient better realize that there's going to be a lot of fear on the part of the facility and make sure everything is extremely clear so you get the care you want or you don't get the care you want. All right, guys, have a great day. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. God bless.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.